I'm Pastor Andy of the Village Church, and today's message is entitled Post Tenebrae Lux. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Isaiah 9, verse 2. Post Tenebrae Lux. Okay, so Latin is not your cup of tea. Understood. They say it's a dead language. So what is a dead language? First, it's not a language spoken by the dead. It's not that morbid. A dead language is a language that no longer has any native speakers. Latin certainly had its day as the lingua franca of the ancient Rome, but when Rome collapsed, the language itself fell into disuse and was on life support only in the scholarly world and in the Roman Catholic liturgies. Yet dead languages can have value even because they are dead. Since they are dead languages, they are not subject to change through the vagaries of common usage. Some of our English words, for instance, mean something completely different today than they did even 50 years ago. Yet Latin meanings 1,500 years ago essentially mean what they did then. So then, some important concepts become immortalized by their Latin designations. Post tenebrae lux is one such term. The first word in the phrase, post, you already know. It means after, just as pre means before. Tenebrae may be a little more difficult. It may ring a bell because we often have a worship service called Tenebrae. The church, what I call the Big C church, not just our local church, but the church in general, has a Tenebrae service, either on Maundy, Thursday, or on Good Friday. It is a service of darkness. As the Tenebrae service unfolds, normally the lighting diminishes until it is nearly dark in commemoration of the crucifixion of Christ. So Tenebrae means darkness. Then there's Lux. Well, that's simple. Lux means light. So post Tenebrae Lux, after darkness, light. But that's just its meaning. Its significance far exceeds a mere translation. Post Tenebrae Lux became the motto, the rallying cry, in fact, of the Protestant Reformation. The medieval church at the time of the Reformation was mired in corruption. The clergy in Rome lived in luxury while they sold indulgences to the common people across Europe with the false hope of freeing departed loved ones from the biblically flawed notion of purgatory. With this revenue stream, the church funded the construction of St. Peter's Basilica. These, along with other traditions and practices, resulted in the loss of the gospel itself. To the Protestants, the medieval church had devolved into a state of religious darkness. The Reformation was first and foremost a recovery of the gospel. Salvation by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, was a world-changing, life-giving doctrine. Light had finally shone after decades, even centuries, in a dark place. Post Tenebrae Lux. But truthfully, the concept of Post Tenebrae Lux didn't originate with the Reformers. In fact, the more appropriate application of the phrase predates the Reformers by 1,500 years. Post Tenebrae Lux is what happened when Jesus appeared on the scene. In fact, Post Tenebrae Lux could have easily been the subtitle of the Gospel of John. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. John 1:5. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. John 8:12. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. John 12:35. I have come into the world as light, so that whoever believes in me may not remain in darkness. John 12:46. After centuries of darkness among the Jewish people, in which no prophet, no word from God appeared, then comes the incarnate Son of God, the light of the world, into the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Post Tenebrae Lux. That's what we celebrate when we enjoy the Advent and Christmas seasons, but truly, Post Tenebrae Lux is an appropriate celebration anytime the gospel is proclaimed. Thanks for listening. I'm Pastor Andy.